Thanks, Chairman. Today I would like to discuss a crucial issue, the intersection of child rights and domestic funding. Children are the futures of our societies, yet millions are denied their natural need to a dual parent household. It is imperative that countries mobilize resources effectively to address these pressing needs. The education system in the West is not perfect, but it's not where the core educational problems in these countries come from. These problems stem from broken families, with almost a quarter of children living in the USA without a father in the home. It's no wonder depression and suicide rates have spiked in recent times. Even more damning, however, is the fact that in America, 64% of all black children grow up in a single-parent household. Unfortunately, this strongly correlates with negative outcomes in the child's life and therefore the current and future economy. This issue can be tackled by offering a multifaceted initiative that includes financial incentives and support resources. My suggestion is that couples who marry and complete a premarital education program receive a one-time financial grant, followed by additional bonuses for staying married for 5, 10, and 15 years. The program should also feature a matched savings account for children's education, providing financial support for families that save. Tax initiatives could include joint filing benefits and a family tax credit for eligible dual parent households. Home ownership incentives, such as lower down payments for qualifying families, promote stable living environments. The expected outcomes include increased marriage rates, improved child well-being, enhanced economic stability, and stronger community ties.